This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's get Darryl in. And Darryl, thank you for looking up the bill on short notice and sending it here because I was totally unaware of it. What are your thoughts on it initially?
Well, my initial thoughts are, Don, I can't say that if I was on the Natural Resource Committee, I'd vote for it. I don't see the need for it. We took years and months to pass the redfish regulations as they are. Millions of dollars have been spent fighting the pogie industry, you know, to try to restrict them, and then we're going to do something like this. It just doesn't look good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it progresses. I mean, the way it's written, and, you know, Joe Ogeron, who was the author of it, it looks like it was carefully worded to limit the amount of these permits that could be sold and only in areas where the redfish population would withstand it. I think that would give the Wildlife and Fisheries Department a lot more work, and they certainly don't need any more work to do that. And, you know, and for people not familiar with bull redfish, the reason why, I mean, they're the brood stock. They are the future of the species. And for the size of them, they're the worst ones to eat. They're, you know, so it's strictly looking for a trophy fish. But, you know, with fiberglass reproductions from photographs and measurements, that's all taken care of nowadays.
Well, Don, the thing is, you know, when the trout regulations were being considered, we asked for basin-specific regulations. And right. I'm curious to see where the department's going to stand on this, because the department was very adamant. They didn't feel like L.A. Creel was good enough to do basin-specific regulations. So I'm really curious to see where the department's going to be on this.
Well, we'll stay on and we'll continue to discuss it until it either is defeated or if it continues to proceed through the legislature. More importantly, immediate matters. How's the fishing been in Grand Isle this week? Robbie said it was off the charts down on the east side.
Well, ours is starting to get a little bit better, Don. You know, we're usually the highlight of the state whenever it comes to springtime trout fishing, but this Mississippi River flood has just been giving us hockey sticks, let me tell you. It's been tough. I mean, most days you can go out, and if you burn enough gas and burn enough time, you can put a box together because you can find pockets of clean water. But that's all you're seeing is pockets of clean water, and they move around. Depending on the currents and the winds. So it's been a little bit tough. That river's starting to come down. It's getting to where we can find a little more clean water. And look, when we do, it's the same story as last year. It's big, nice trout. We're starting to average, on average, about two flounder a trip. So our flounder are definitely making a comeback. You know, it's been a rough spring for us compared to what we're used to. But it's starting to get better. We just got to get these fronts out of here and let this wind die down. Because like this morning, it's humping out of the northeast here this morning.
Yeah, so it looks like the offshore stuff is going to be a little slow. What kind of snapper came into Grand Isle this opening week?
Well, I heard, you know, everything I got from the fillets that I got donated to this cause, they were all large and they were plentiful. And, you know, a lot of it's been because there hasn't been a lot of pressure on them. I mean, it's been so rough and the weather's been so unpredictable that even the folks in the big boats, even the ones with the triple engines are coming back saying, man, we got our butts kicked coming back and we're soaking wet, you know. So, yeah. You know, it's been, we're going to have a late year. Now, what we're hearing a lot of complaints about is the closing of the amberjack season, you know. With, of course, same things, because they refuse to do regional management in the Gulf. Florida's done caught all the amberjack before our weather calms down to where we can get there, you know?
Yeah. Well, again, you know, issues. We got to deal with them the best we can. Well, Darryl, listen, thanks for the report, and thanks for digging up that bill on short notice for us. And, you know, if you find out anything else on it as far as its status, we'll probably talk about it again next week. In the meantime, if somebody wants to come fish Grand Isle with realscreamers.com, tell them how to get you on, besides my website.
Well, Right, Don. Listed on yours, plus they can look up realscreamers.com or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288, and I would be remiss to say good morning, Sheree.
Hey, good morning.
Still looking for a Kobe, aren't we?
Yep, but still one of my favorite guys, Daryl Carpenter.
Yes, he is. All right, Daryl, have a good weekend, my friend. We'll see you next time.
You too, Don. Hey, y'all, and happy Mother's Day, Sheree.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.